It was just 5 years ago, last month, that our family got involved in a situation that was quite unexpected at the time, but that has changed our entire family. We took a foster child into our home. I remember that day very well. It was one of those pressure situations where they couldn't find anybody else, and the child was coming the next day. After our great volunteer effort, as a couple, we started having all kinds of misgivings about the commitment that we had made. We even became a little upset. We felt like we had almost more children than we could handle at the time. We had 5 children at that time, and it seemed like that all of them were at some special age where they can make big messes, but not quite responsible enough to see that they were picked up. And here we had another child coming, and she wasn't even one of our own. With all of these doubts, we sat down with our children to make some preparation. With the faith that can only come from a child, it was just a short period of time, and they were ready to accept their big sister. She was a 17-year-old high school sophomore, and we found, as a family who had not seen a child see a 9th birthday yet, that we were in for some quick learning. That was probably the only right assumption that we made about the whole situation. Right off, we found that we had a new problem. It was around bathing. She was there just a few days, and we realized that something had to be done. Finally, it was decided by the matriarch that the patriarch needed to do his duty. So a daddy-daughter conversation was the order of the day. I must say that it went exceptionally well. Starting the next day, we didn't have any hot water for 3 months. We look back now on the short time that we had Jean, and we realize that we learned many things. Let me take just a minute and maybe review some of them with you. My wife and I both had to struggle a little bit at first to let ourselves accept another child on the same level as our own children. Those first few days were a real struggle, as we had to try very hard not to put our own children first. That was an invaluable lesson for us. You know, now we can accept almost anybody immediately. And as we think back, you know, we could have gone a whole lifetime and not learned how to do that. Our children have learned that too, and we will be eternally grateful for that. The second thing we learned was that we can certainly learn many things from others. Jean taught our children so many things. As an example, she loved to work, and she'd always take a job, and she'd do it right. Then she'd pitch in and help the other children with their jobs. She helped our children internalize so many of the principles that we were trying to teach them. One of the biggest challenges we were having with our children at that time was trying to get them to take a job and to do it completely. They seemed to do the minimum, either that or a little bit less, and Jean taught them differently. They would struggle, I guess as most children do with their parents, but they would accept it from her. She liked, as another example, Jean liked the satisfaction of doing dishes by hand. She wouldn't use the dishwasher. And to this day, we have a daughter that prefers to do it that way. The third thing Jean helped us with was learning how to communicate with our children. Coming in as an older child, we found that if she understood a situation, that she basically felt the same way about it as we did. We found that the goal became one of understanding. The thing that promoted this at first was a language problem that we had between us. She had learned to shake her head yes all the time, but we learned that that was because she had learned to tell the end of a sentence and not that she understood what was being said. We came to realize that we needed to extend some of these same courtesies to our other children that we were giving to Jean. It seems sometimes in the process of raising children every day where we get into a situation where we expect so much from them, and we especially think that they should automatically understand all the things that are going on in the family. Sometimes some of us treat the neighbor children better than we treat our own. It was a great lesson that we are thankful that we were able to learn. The fourth thing was that as a family, this was our first real fast-moving missionary experience. We used to call Jean our sponge. She just wanted it all. She would ask us questions about everything. She wanted to know why we had to sit down as a group to eat, why we knelt when we prayed. Why does a person need to go to church every Sunday? Why do we have to have different things for every meal? When it came to gospel living, she felt a special kinship and wanted to know all that she could find out. I recall one experience that we had with Jean when we went camping. Immediately upon stopping the car, Jean got out and began sweeping the camping area. Our children just couldn't believe it. But Jean continued until she had swept over all the area, all the loose dirt and pine needles into a big pile. Then she didn't stop there. She came over and knelt down by the children and spent the next few minutes talking to them about the principle of cleanliness and how when you're camping or living outdoors, how that becomes a very important thing. And then by taking a few steps, it can make life livable. And the amazing thing was that they listened. We were just grateful at that time that we were in the Rockies of Colorado and not the sands of New Mexico. I always wondered how deep she would have gone to find solid ground. It was just 3 weeks ago that Jean was back in our home with her two children, and she was quietly asking questions about ways she could be influencing her family and her children. Now, I'm sure so far that as you listen to this, it sounds like the whole experience was joyful, and all had a good time. But I can promise you that it wasn't. It's like any service done for others. You have to sacrifice something in order to make it happen. The deep feelings of satisfaction that come from service can be gained in no other way. It changes people and prepares them for something very important. We're eternally grateful for Jean, and it's not because she now is our eldest daughter, or because of the joy that she brings into our home, but we're grateful for the opportunity that she gave us to be of service to another. We have learned as parents that we can spend an awful lot of time taking gospel principles and applying them in our family and working toward perfection. Sometimes it feels like a great deal of effort is being put forth with very little impact on our children. As soon as we start living gospel principles through service to others, a great thing began to happen. We feel like our children begin to understand all the other principles of the gospel that we had been trying to teach them. As we attempted as a family to be of service to another, we found that we received the most. What a marvelous thing that is. We received blessings, by helping someone with something that she couldn't do alone. We received blessings we weren't able to obtain by ourselves. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ in its fullness. As the family and the individual is strengthened through service to others, they are blessed, and a Zion people is prepared. I know that Jesus Christ lives, that this church contains his complete gospel plan, that through living welfare principles is the gospel in action. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.